APM.
Chris.
Let's get it.
Mark and Will.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark and Will.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They gon' tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They gon' tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? How's everybody doing? Welcome to the Mark and Will Show. As you can see, I'm solo dolo right now, but Mark will join us a little later on in the show. Today, we got a lot of stuff to cover today. It's Thursday, so you know we're going to be talking about some NFL. We actually have a different awards day because a lot of people, I guess, was taking their time to report the stats, but we want to make sure we get our last players of the week for football edition out the way. So we have the winners. So we'll definitely go ahead and reveal the winners today for that. I'm telling you, Facebook is on. Just because you're on Twitter, you got to go to that Facebook because sometimes it looks like you may win, but not it at all. So, and also, you know, we have a star basketball player from Maine that's going to join us shortly. You know what I'm saying? After I get finished with all the little things that we normally do. So, you know, can't wait for that. So, I hope everybody had a great day. It's Thursday, mini Friday. So, you know, we rock and roll with that. Let's see. You guys, if you don't know where to find us right now, something's wrong. Come on now. Get it together. Mark and Will Show is where you're going to find us. Period. We're talking about Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Hey, Twitch is Mark and Will Gaming. We got our website, markandwillshow.com. Hey, if you want to go ahead, like I said, about the voting on the polls and things like that, as far as Facebook, Mark and Will Show's Facebook group, you can get through that through our page. So go ahead, because they be rallying out on that. They have a ton of votes. So look, people, go ahead, subscribe, follow, do whatever you have to do big time. You know, we try to spotlight the youth, get them the recognitions that they need and deserve. So, hey, check it out. Give us support. Also, you guys know we have FNC, Friday Night Crew. I got to get a hold of my siblings. I got to get a hold of Mark so we can go ahead and make this happen. Plenty of things is happening. This is not a sports show. FNC is not. So, you know, we'll talk about what's going on in today's world, what's going on in the 502. Very entertaining show. A lot of topics. Big time. So, make sure you do that, and that's where you're going to find that at FNC Friday Night Crew. That is the actual channel on YouTube. Let's see. Don't forget, gaming. Mark posted some gaming things. I think he said he played soccer yesterday, so go ahead and check that out. You know, that's on YouTube channel, Mark and Will Gaming. He's got a lot of games that he plays on there. We're going to get some tournaments going. And I know I've said it before, but, you know, I'm stuck in that Major League Baseball game. So, you know, until I go ahead and defeat that, I won't be on. But so I'll probably be on, like, in January. So, but we'll get that rocking and rolling and have fun with that. So let's go on and dive into this. We have a special guest, Sydney Tolbert, DuPont Manual Class of 23, Lady Crimson point guard in University of West Georgia signee. How you doing today, Sydney?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you for joining me. Like I said, Mark will join us a little later. You know, I heard you a tough point guard. I heard you be controlling that offense, man. I mean, is that true? Is that what's going on at Manual?
Yeah, I can do a little something.
A little something?
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been the starting point guard for Manual?
Since freshman year.
Oh, okay. So you really, okay. Okay. Yeah. You got about 1 million assists, don't you? It's all good. So look, we're going to get everybody a chance to get to know you. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So let's go on and start. How old were you when you started playing sports?
I started playing basketball probably like when I was four. Like at the Y and stuff.
Wow. Did you play any other sports besides that?
I tried like T-ball and dance and stuff, but it ain't work.
It ain't work. Wow. So let me see. So what league did you play in? Like what youth leagues did you play in?
So I went to Mary Queen of Peace, and they had like a preschool league, and then after that I went to the Y and played there. Wow. And then like after that I went to Focus, and I'll play with the boys for a while.
Okay. Wow. So T-ball didn't last long, huh?
No, it didn't. I was bad.
Did you say you were dancing too? On the dance team, stuff like that?
Yes.
I do that.
Yeah, I did dance.
Okay. All right. So, we always ask it to everybody. So, did you consider, like, was you one of those kids that was always outside or inside or both split?
Probably outside. And if I was inside, I was running around the house.
Hope you weren't messing up nothing.
No.
When did you know that basketball was the sport for you?
Probably when I started, because like I just started putting so much work into it that there was no point in like backing out of it. Mm-hmm. It's something I wanted to do at that point.
Who led you to basketball? Was it a family member, or was it, you know, neighbor or something?
So my sister used to play basketball, and her and my dad used to work in the basement all the time. So I just wanted to do what she was doing, so I ended up starting playing.
Where did your sister go to?
She went to Mail, but she didn't play there.
Okay. That put a smile on my face a little bit. Okay.
But she went to Mail?
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. That's all good. You know what I'm saying? We do, you know, we share the love everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm a male grad, so, you know, that's why I kind of smile on that. So that's cool. That's good. So what middle school did you go to?
I went to Johnson.
Ooh, man, Johnson always. Who were some of the players that you played with at Johnson that people may know right now?
So, Kanaya Edelin, she plays in Mail. Mm-hmm. Jasmine Chapman, she's with me at Manual. Madison Brittle, she's at Manual. Rihanna Caldwell, she's at Mail. And it's some more people. Electra, she's my little cousin. She's 2 years younger than me, but she's at Manual with me.
Okay. Now. So, sixth grade. Was you starting point guard then, or was, I mean, you know?
I played varsity in sixth grade, but it was like a rule where you can't start.
Oh, wow.
Like, as a sixth grader. When I was there, it was a rule. I couldn't start varsity, but I played a lot of varsity.
Okay. So how was that, like, being a sixth grader up to going to playing on varsity? How was the seventh and eighth graders that were varsity? How did they, you know, did you already know them? Was you already playing ball with them? I mean, or was you like just had to go ahead and show them that you can ball?
It was like me showing them that I could ball. I really didn't know a lot of people going into middle school, so they seemed so big and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I was just trying to hold my own.
Who was the coach at Johnson?
It was Coach Anthony Maline, Coach Tone. We call him Coach Tone.
Okay, cool. How'd y'all do your 3 years at Johnson?
So the first year, we lost to Ramsey. Ja'Kayla and Trinity was on that team. We lost in sixth grade. And then seventh grade, we didn't even go to the tournament because something happened. And then eighth grade, we finally won the city championship.
Yeah, because like I said, I know y'all got some ballers. Big stat. Let me see. All right, so... Let me see. Yeah. So how about AAU? When did you start playing AAU?
So I started playing AAU with all girls teams like around like 5th grade, and I played with Kentucky Premier until 8th grade, and then I went to Gymrats.
What made you switch? You just wanted to do a different, try something else, or was it a coach or something else, or you know?
Oh, I can't really remember. I think it was like, I don't know, the Louisville section of Kentucky Premier like moved to a different name or something. So I guess we just switched over.
Okay. How did AAU help you?
I think AAU like helped me with the pace of the game. Like it allowed me to stay controlled even when it's a fast pace. And it got me ready for high school and stuff, playing against a lot of older competition and like just quicker people in general.
Now, let me back up. Look, how old? What grade was you in when you started playing AAU?
I started AAU in like 5th grade, but I was playing with like Focus, so I was playing with like boys.
Okay.
I was playing in little leagues and stuff with them.
So, Focus, which it takes good care of the players, does a great job training,
Yes.
and be talking about AAU Premier, Kentucky Premier. So, after, like, say, Focus, and maybe I guess what, 6th grade year was with Premier? All right. So,
Yes.
let's check this out. So, after you had, okay, of course, for Focus and Premier, going into your 7th grade year, what was the difference in your game after experiencing that AAU with Kentucky Premier?
I felt like a veteran in middle school. Like I feel like I knew what to do to like control the pace of the game and stuff.
Okay. Did the game kind of, I'm sorry, did the game kind of slow down for you?
Yes, it did. It was easier to distribute to my teammates and stuff and score when I needed to.
Okay. So you was playing with them then, or you was toying with them then, because you're not for it, because I'm pretty sure on your team and like say middle school, you know, if you wasn't used to that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, so you can just, let me ask you this. So, you know, we named this one basically Floor General. So, did the coach trust in you to let you go ahead and do your thing? You know what I'm saying? As far as did you, I mean, I don't know, you know, because sometimes a coach may feel like, okay, she knows the play, she knows what to do. Did they let you call out some sets, or was it all strictly from the sideline, or did you have any word to the coach in middle school, like, hey, man, I know, you know, what's going on, coach? This is what we need to run.
Most of the time, it was usually him calling out the stuff.
Okay, cool. I mean, that's understandable. I mean, you know, that's cool. Okay,
Yeah.
so what made you decide to go to manual?
Okay. So at first, I was like set on going to male. Like all middle school, I was set on going to male. And then after a game one night, it was Manuel's open house, and my mom, she was like, we going to Manuel's and not Males, so you could like see a different school. And
Right.
so I was like, oh man, okay. And so I get to Manuel, and I don't know, I just loved it when I walked in, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna apply here.
Thanks, Mom. We could have used the point guard. Oh, goodness gracious. Nah, that's cool. So, was there any other school besides Male and Manual? Was there any other possibilities? It was this. Okay. Okay.
Just down.
Cool. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Sydney, how would you describe your game?
I don't know. I think I play with a lot of poise. I know how to control the floor. I can go quick, and then I can play with pace. And I'm working on my shot, so I'm getting pretty good from deep, and I can shoot mid ranges. But I can still get to the rim and make smart choices when to give my teammates the ball in the right spots and stuff.
How's your floating game? How's your floater? Can you rock with that or what? Okay, you.
Yeah, I got full game.
That's cool. That's cool. Do you? Let me ask you this. Okay, and this is kind of like describing your game, things like that. So, would you rather have a assist for the game winner, or would you rather take it to the hole and score?
I don't know, cause the assist like still feels pretty good. It's just as long as we win the game.
Okay. So, have you had any game winners?
I had like a buzzer beater going into overtime. I had a couple of those. I don't think I've had any like game winners, but I had some shots going into overtime.
Hey, nothing wrong with that at all. Let me see. So, look, I'm going off track, you know what I'm saying? But that's cool. That's all good, you know. So, and I'm just intrigued, you know, just trying to get in your mind as a point guard and things like that. When they call that set and, you know, you got the ball in your hand and when you have many different options, I mean, like, how do you, are you seeing the floor? Like, you already know the defense. Like, when you coming up dribbling, do you already know where you're going with that? Or are you just, you know, wait and see type stuff?
Yeah, I usually, like, just wait and see because sometimes the defense switches up. So, like, against Mercy last night, they had to switch up because we were up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was waiting and seeing because we were up, so we didn't have to rush anything.
Okay.
And I made sure, like, if I called a play, it was the right one. By Coach AB.
Okay, cool. That's good stuff. Let me see. Which player, be WNBA, be NBA, which player do you, or college that you look up to or enjoy watching?
Growing up, I used to love Skylar Diggins. Like, I had everything Skylar Diggins, a book, cover, and everything. But now, I really love watching Kyrie Irving play.
Yeah, he's a magician with that ball.
Yes, he is.
And he can get to any point of the floor. You know, any floor, where he wants to go with on the floor, he can go. So
yeah.
I got you. How confident are you before the games? We know that basically, you know, you guys are prepared and everything else. When you before the game, how, you know what I'm saying, how confident are you?
I'd be nervous. I'd be sweating bullets. Like, I mean, with any game, I'm just a little nervous before the game. I mean, I'm pretty confident. I try to, like, envision what I'm going to do during the game, but I still have the nerves, though, bad nerves.
Nah, that's okay. So let me ask you this, and I don't think we ever ask anybody this, our players, basketball players. Like, so how does that look, like, preparing for the opponent? Are y'all, like, heavy into film and things like that? Or do you look on film yourself? Are you able to? Because, you know, in football, you know, they got the huddle and they got the different stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, like, real heavy into film, watching game tapes or whatever? Or are the opponents and yourself?
Yeah. We watch film all together on our next opponent. And then I watch a little film by myself. Yeah. And we, like, do scouting reports and stuff like that.
Are you your biggest critic? Are you really hard on yourself? You know what I'm saying? And this, you know, because some people be like, that ain't that bad. But how do you grade yourself? How did you grade yourself after the Mercy game?
Oh my gosh, I think I did it terrible. Like, cause it was just the turnovers. Cause I had some turnovers. It wasn't smart passes and stuff. So I was, like, beating myself up over it after the game. I still am.
I can tell. Let me ask you this. How do they, like, do people, like, okay, like I said, you've been a starter since freshman, right, at Manual, right? So, which is an elite program in the state, you know what I'm saying? So, how do people, like, do they be trying to test you? Do they be trying to press you? Or do they lay off of you because they scared that you make it to that paint? How do they play you?
So as a whole, I think it just depends on the team's, like, pace, like how they like to play. Like, certain teams like to go fast and stuff, so they might do, like, full court man, but other teams usually play zone against us because they know, like, we can get to the cup.
Yeah.
But we can shoot too, so I think we have, like, matchup problems with other teams. They, like, it's hard for them to match up with us.
I bet. And that, so, okay, say, like, you know, like, some teams like the press, like you said, it's different staff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the game plan. Hey, we're gonna press. Have you ever played a game, and I'm pretty sure you have, where we press, but you was controlling the game so much that it had to come up out of that press?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of one. I think it was like, oh my goodness, I can't even think of one right now. But like, yeah, it's been games like
that. Yeah, and I'm just asking because, I mean, it's to me, it's like when you have somebody like, because your team, I was looking at the roster and actually looking at some videos and stuff like that from the past and some of the players. And everybody, like you said, everybody can get to the cup pretty much. So it's like, I don't know if you want to press manual.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me. I don't know. I mean, that kind of stuff. I mean, it seemed like you would be in trouble if you do that, because once you bust that first wave, then it's on.
Yeah.
I'm saying for the races. So, let me ask you this. What do you focus on when you're playing? When you're on the court playing, what do you focus on?
I really focus on, like, just staying confident with everything I do. I like to lock down on defense, because defense turns into offense. So I've really been trying to work on my defense so I can shut down players. I'm getting better at it, but sometimes I have some breakdowns still. But
so for the people who haven't seen Manu play, what style of defense do you guys run?
We play everything. Like, we got so many different defenses. Like,
so y'all pressing team?
Yeah, it depends on who we're playing. Cause we can get in a zone and still stop someone, but we can press someone and like stop them. So we do everything.
What do you like to play? What kind of defense do you? Let me go that way. What kind of defense do you like to play?
I like to press.
Okay. What kind of offense do you like to run?
I like when we can get in the post and stuff. But I also like when everybody's able to take their man off the dribble. Just like when everybody's confident enough to take them off the dribble.
Okay. Is it
maybe like five outs stuff?
Sydney, is it pressure? Like, okay, you got the ball. And like I said, y'all have a ton of people who can handle, you know, go to the hole and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure on you to like distribute the ball, because you got so many weapons besides yourself. Hey, Sydney, you know, you've seen games and people like, hey, but like, is it so much pressure? Like, I mean, because you have so many options. It's different if it was just you and Jakayla, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you and I are just rolling with this, but you have some other options. Like, do you feel that kind of pressure or anything?
No. Because sometimes, like, anybody can, like, run points sometimes. So,
yeah.
Sometimes I can run down the court and somebody take their man. I can take my man.
Okay.
Like, anybody can. So, it's really no pressure. Okay. Anybody can score on the team.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's cool. So, how far did you guys go last year in the playoffs?
We went to the regional championship game.
Okay. How does that game fuel you guys for this year?
It's kind of like we just keep losing to the same team. We just want to get the state and win. So that's our motivation, really. It's not really based off of losing. It's off our, like, just wanting to win.
Right. You know, it just reminds me when I played and we kept on getting a certain point at mail on, you know, and then like, cause the thing about it is, I'm gonna say it, you don't have to say it. Like, if you guys get over early, y'all probably win the state championship. I'm just gonna say it. Even last year, she didn't say it, I said it. So I'm just saying that. So they kind of get at you a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I truly understand what you're saying on that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And I know that how many players did you guys have coming back that actually was on last year's team that, you know, experienced that?
Everybody but two. We lost only two seniors. So, yeah.
Oh, wow, boy.
Except for Ashlyn James. She's a She's a freshman from varsity.
Okay, man, y'all are ready. Ready. What's your favorite part of the game?
Like, of that game or just?
A basketball. I'm sorry, we're done with that. We know you're ready to rock and roll, so yeah. So what's your favorite part?
Just like the intensity and like the adrenaline it gives you. Like, I don't know, it's just fun. Like when we like win a big game, how happy everyone is after it, stuff like that.
Good, good. So, and I know you said shooting. And the question basically is what do you feel like you need to improve? Is anything else besides shooting that you feel like you need to improve? You know, any part of the game?
Like I said, like just locking down on D, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Okay. I need to work on that.
Okay. All right. What fun things do you like to do?
Outside of basketball?
Outside of basketball.
I like to paint.
Oh. You're a painter.
Yeah, I can
artist.
Paintings in my room.
Alright. Did you paint that behind you? Or, I mean, what's going on?
No, I didn't paint that. That's one of my dad's things.
Okay. Hey. I wasn't going to rush you, but I got to end this interview before Mark comes on because he'll see that Steelers and he'll love that. You got to keep on, get on in front of that real quick. Yeah, no, I'm saying, that's what I was going to say, if you did that, hey, you talking about, woo-wee. So you got some paintings in your bedroom and stuff like that you do and stuff like that. So that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool. So talk about your teammates. Talk about some of the teammates that people don't know about that they will know about.
Okay, so first we have Maddie. She's a hustler. She's like, she's getting after the ball every time. And she can get to the rim with ease. And we have Ashlyn. She's a freshman, but she's nice. She's real cold. She just plays so freely. She looks like she's having fun. Stuff like that. And Lexi. Like, y'all probably know Lexi, but I think she does need some more recognition.
Mm-hmm.
She's a really good shooter. She always puts in effort. And she's like the voice of our team, kind of.
Mm.
We have Jasmine. Jasmine, she's good.
Okay.
She's really fast. She's lockdown defender.
Okay.
London Sweeney. Well, I'll tell you everybody.
No, you know what? Let's do it this way. Let's have fun with it. Let's have fun with it, okay? Because all right, who's the best shooter on the team?
The best shooter is probably Alexia or Gracie.
Pick one.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't get away like that. Yeah, pick one.
Gracie's hurt right now, so I'd probably say Alexia.
Okay. Who's the best scorer?
Ja'Kayla, she can score all levels.
Who's the best rebounder?
Ooh. Morgan. Morgan, she's tough.
Okay. Who best defender on the team?
Probably Jazz.
Who's the best shot blocker?
Ooh. probably Lennon Sweeney or Ashlyn.
Okay. Best free throw shooter.
I'm saying either probably me, Lexi, or Electra.
Nah, you gotta pick one. Come on. Come on, you gotta pick one now. You gotta pick one.
I said Lexi.
Oh, man. Who has the most steals? Who's probably gonna have the most steals at the end of the season?
Like off the dribble steals or like anticipation, like passes?
Either one. It's period.
Oh, no. Everybody's getting after it right now, so we might all end up with even amount of steals.
Okay, okay. Who's the best ball handler on the team?
might be me.
Yes! Yes! I was trying to figure, like, that's how I know that you are a legit point guard floor general, because you was dishing them out. You was dishing them out, and that's okay. That's good. That's good, you know. But you know what? I get you, because your team is very, very talented, without a doubt. So I understand that. So let's see. All right. We got Mark real quick on here with us, joining us. He's in time real quick. Let me get you together, Mark. Sydney, that's Mark. Mark, that's Sydney.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
All that kind of good stuff. So, okay, you got you together. So, we're going to go to the part where we're going to see what Sydney's about on this. Like, she has let us know a lot about a lot of stuff. But we're going to see, have a little fun real quick. Batman or Superman? Who you got, Sydney?
Batman.
Okay, okay. Tacos or pizza?
Pizza.
Okay, okay. John Morant or Jason Tatum?
John Morant. Are you saying who's better or?
Yeah, who you got? Nah, who you got? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
John Morant.
Okay. Let me see. I don't know. Are you a gamer?
Not really.
Okay, we'll skip that one. Little Dirk, Little Baby.
Little Baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beats by Dre or AirPods?
AirPods.
Okay. Let me see. Qdoba or Chipotle?
Qdoba.
Okay. Jimmy John's or Penn Station?
Penn Station.
Now, this right here, this we gonna know what you're about on this last one, okay?
Okay.
This is very crucial. We're gonna see what we're talking about with, you know what I'm saying, with all this stuff, right? So here we go. Drums or flats?
I don't know. I just eat my chicken.
So you don't care? You like
that? Hey,
you just eat chicken. So you just like whatever your hand goes in that box, you like, hey, whatever I pull out is what I'm gonna eat.
Yeah.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. So before I hit you with this last one, I wanna ask you this real quick. So for people who don't know, she has signed with University of West Georgia, and all that kind of stuff. So good things. You signed. When did you sign, Sydney?
November 9th.
Okay. What attracted you to University of West Georgia?
Okay, so like maybe in August, I think I went on a visit with West Georgia, and I really liked it, and I like the so I want to be an occupational therapist, so they have like a health science program, and they just have like all the cool nice stuff that you want to work with, and so I love that, and I love the stadium they had, and the girls were like really welcoming, and so I thought it over, and I only had two offers, so I mean I wasn't getting recruited real heavily like the whole time, so they're really like pushing for me, and they was coming to practices, like they was flying out to come to Louisville and stuff. And yeah, I was like, they really want me, and I love the school.
That's good. That's all that matters. Finding a place,
absolutely.
They really want you, and you feel comfortable in. And I'm tell you what, there's gonna be a lot of schools that's gonna regret that they did not step up to the plate. So hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Mark, go on, hit up with that last one for me.
Yes, sir. This is the time where we give our guests the floor to thank everybody who's always been in their corner.
Okay, so I'd like to thank my parents for always pushing me and, like, working with me. I like to thank my sister for giving me the best advice. I like to thank my coaches for they just great coaches. I like to thank my teammates for working hard every day, like being my sisters and stuff. And yeah, I like to thank God because He gave me the talent to play. And yeah. I like to thank y'all for having me on the show today.
All right, that's no problem. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, we're going to definitely come and check you out and see what's going on. But I did want to bring this up real quick. We got this from JB, Coach JB. Sid fits into all those categories. She's just humble to admit it. Hey, Coach JB, I know. You see, I was trying to get her to say herself. I was trying to get her to say herself the whole time. I was trying. And that lets me know you are a very unselfish player. That's why you're the floor general. That's why you've been starting for 4 years and you're rocking and rolling. And, hey, I'm cheering you guys on because you guys are very talented, and I know it's nothing but the best coming your way and your teammates' way. So thank you for joining us tonight. Absolutely. Really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Ain't no problem. There she is. Baller.
Yes, sir.
Baller alert. That's what it's about. That's what we talked about. Let me see. How you doing, Mark? You doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me look. I done took myself off of that, so. Are you in this one? Yeah, that's cool. So we had another award thing that we did, the last one. Let me get the screen together right here, my brother. So we had another one, like I said. So there we go. Cool. You know, our last one of the year for football. Anyway, you know, we got many more coming, like I said, for basketball. So we want to go ahead and get in that. And go ahead and reveal that before we go ahead and hit our other stuff. The crazy thing, Mark, is that we said all the time, man. We said it that you have to vote basically on both of these platforms, right?
Right.
So I guess they don't listen because I don't know. I mean, a lot of people, a lot of adults are on Facebook more than Twitter. That's right.
Right.
That's what I think. So. It was a lot of stuff that looked like that was winners. I like that, bro. And, you know, and I hit you up today. I know you was at work, but I hit you up today. I was like, bro, woo-wee.
Yeah.
Looks can be deceiving.
Yes, it can.
All right, so let's get into it. Without further ado, you know how we do. So let's go ahead and hit it right now. Mark and Wheels. Lineman of the Week, sponsored by Straight Razor, is Boyd County Tommy Zeismer. He had like 5 tackles and 1 tackle for loss. Boyd County helped them win a state championship.
Yep.
I am not surprised he's also a UK commit. I'm not surprised that Boyd County showed up and showed out like they always do. Make sure you guys go ahead and DM us so we can give you the address and you send that gear. Because, hey, y'all, I think right now we are all family. Because,
right.
Congratulations, Tommy. Big time. Shout out to you. Congratulations on that. I think it's a 3-peat. I think it's 3-peat, maybe 4-peat. I don't know what's going on. All I know is all y'all do is win, 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 no matter what. So, congratulations. Right. To you, Tommy. Next up, Mark Will Show, Kentucky Offensive Player of the Week. Sponsored by...
Tap Out.
Frederick Douglass, Tylon Webb. 3 catches, 94 yards, 1 TD. Frederick, I'm going to need that gear too. I've been riding with you guys all year long with them 50 pieces. All that kind of stuff. And, hey, Tylon, hey, well, you ball just like the rest of your brothers. Congratulations on the championship. Yep. I mean, you know, y'all, hey, that's another one. Undefeated season, brother. Undefeated season.
Right.
That's what it's about. So, hey, congratulations. Next up, Mark Will Show, Kentucky Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by...
Tap Out.
Deontay Stevens. 7 tackles, 1 fumble recovery, 1 TD. If I'm not mistaken, I think this fumble recovery, you see him running right there. I think it was 73 yards to the house.
Jesus.
Yeah. And I think he's a class of 25. I think he's like a sophomore, freshman, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, slow it down, man. Pikeville, y'all didn't have to do them like that.
Right.
Y'all didn't do them like that, but y'all did it like that. Hey, congratulations, Deontay Stephens. Welcome to the club. You are our Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap App. Way to go. Slow down, man. That's too mean, though, man. That's too mean.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
Last but not least, Mark Will Show's National Player of the Week, sponsored by
Tap App.
Are you surprised? Boyd County Sage Dawson.
Right.
Right, 8 for 12, 69 yards, 1 TD, 1 reception. 24-yard CD, 11 carries, 109 yards. Put in work. Another young buck. Another young buck. Yeah. Boy, Cam, we going to need that for real, for real. We really going to need that. Mark, what size you need?
2X.
All right, we need two X's. And go on the DM us, hit us on the message so we can go ahead and rock and roll. Congratulations on another championship. Way to go, Sage Dawson. Hey, hats off to Boyle County support,
fam, yeah.
Community. Hold on, I gotta do it right, man. I did y'all wrong, yeah, because y'all didn't hear that. So we gotta go ahead and go back up. And I'll say it one more time. Hats off to the community of Boyd County, because hey, y'all don't play.
There it is.
Bang! Congratulations to all the winners this year that we have had. Thank you guys for the communities for voting, doing everything. We really appreciate that, man. Y'all have showed out. Y'all have showed support. The thing about the awards, like we said before, is all about recognize the youngsters, all that kind of stuff, getting them the due that they deserve. And everybody that we nominate, you know, some of you guys have nominated, but everybody we nominate, we feel have a chance and should have a chance to win it. And you guys have showed out and had accepted that. We cannot wait to next year. Next year will be bigger and better. So, hey, we appreciate
right.
you guys so much. Big time. All right. Let's get into some NBA scores.
NBA. Let me get to it. I was cool. So hyped up about that. Let me talk about the scores from Wednesday, December 7th first. There was a lot of games yesterday. The Raptors beat the Lakers 126-113, not surprised. Orlando beat the Clippers 116-111. The Nets beat the Hornets 122-116. Knicks beat Atlanta 113-89. Bulls beat Washington 115-111. Grizzlies beat OKC 123-102. Bucks beat the Kings 126-113. Timberwolves beat Indiana 121-115. Pelicans beat Detroit 104-98. Jazz beat Golden State 124-123. And Boston took care of the Suns, beat them 125-98. Thursday, December 8th, you got some games that's actually going on right now. Clippers and Heat is at halftime. Heat is up 56-54. Rockets and Spurs just started 6-6. Then a nightcap at 10. Trailblazers and the Nuggets.
So, let me ask you this. We know the Boston right now is the best team in the NBA.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's the second best team? Who you got?
Woo! See, you know what's so crazy? That's a good question. But if I would have to say, I still got to ride with Milwaukee.
Right. I can see that.
I'm right with Milwaukee because the NBA this year is really looked like it's staggering. You know what I'm saying? Like, the teams that you expect supposed to be that good are not that really good. They struggling a little bit.
No, I'm with you. I got you. I'm with you because my thing is I'm looking at it this way. I think the old heads kept their teams together. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, they did. Yes.
Even though they lost their coach, doing whatever, but, you know, those players know the system. They rock and roll. And Milwaukee's trying to prove that, hey, if we had Middleton, we probably would have won. We at least would have went.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I think them two, it's like them two and then everybody else is just like this fighting for crumbs, you know what I'm saying, right now
yes,
to somebody emerge.
Yes.
because the number one seed in the West, if I gave people a chance to guess and predict, they would never say this team. New Orleans,
no, heck no.
Pelicans is the number one seed.
Exactly.
If it ended today in the West.
Yep.
Nobody's thinking about that. Nobody's thinking about that, bro.
No.
No. That don't even make sense, right? I mean, but it is what it is, and that's cool.
Right.
If you're tuning in, we had a great interview with Sydney Tolbert, star basketball player from the DuPont Manual, Lady Crimson, four-year starter on varsity. So make sure you check that out. She did her thing. Go ahead and subscribe. Hit that like button. Hit everything. Can't wait. Got to have her back on if we get a chance, without a doubt. Something happened big today. We talked about it a little bit yesterday anyway. It came final. Louisville Hard, Jeff Braum. Just want to touch a little bit on this. Don't want to spend a lot of time because we want to talk about some NFL that actually is going on right now. I listened to the press conference. I don't know if you had a chance to do that. I will say this. If you soft, he ain't the coach you're gonna play for. Cause Duke gonna run. He gonna make you run through a brick wall for him. I get it.
Right.
And right. He wants to pass. Like, dude, he's like basically like, yeah, I understand we gotta run. You know, you gotta run the ball sometime. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have to, like, it ain't gonna be like, oh boy, running the ball every time, all this kind of stuff. He's like, right. Dude, we gonna throw that. He said we wanna have fun. You know what I'm saying? We want to play hard. We want to have fun. We want to win. All that stuff. Like, dude, I get it. Like, and you got to think, people got to realize, I mean, you know, he has some great, real good classes at Purdue, but you have to – Purdue is one of the hardest universities to get into.
Right.
They, you know, you can't just get in there with any GPA, any ACT or whatever. Right. So,
yep.
He ain't going to have that restriction in Louisville. I hate to say it, you know, I graduated from where I ain't saying that's, you know, but it's easier to get in U of L than it is Purdue. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So, you better be ready to rock and roll because dude said, I don't have no hobbies. I love football.
Yes.
I'm a fan of football.
Right.
That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
He's like, it's going to be, you know, hey, he loves his family, but they, you know, they don't know. They know what he's going to be doing and going hard. And he said he wants assistant coaches like that. He has them already, that somebody's already like that. So, first of all, if you're an offensive player, you have to be, if you're still on the team, if he decides to keep you on the team, because, you know, we know how that goes. Dude, and he's a former Louisville player, a successful.
Right.
His name is on the stadium.
Right.
So, when you got somebody's name on the stadium who's ready to go hard, if you ain't bringing it, you might as well pack your bags.
Yeah, go ahead, leave. It sounds like he ain't playing around.
Right. He wants to win. Dude, his goal is to win a championship, bro. Even if they don't get a championship, his goal is still that. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, dude. Let's be real about this. His path is easier through the ACC than the Big Ten.
Right. Right.
Yeah, so he's right. Like, bro, dude, hey, I got you. Like, I'm ready. Like, I'm just pumped, bro. Like, I don't know if you saw it. If you get a chance, go on Twitter and see that video that they released and of him coming home or whatever. And he got the little content of him when he was at Western Kentucky talking about the street fight between the whistles. And then he's talking about Purdue. And he's throwing Chuck like, dude, he ready. And I'm going to tell you what. You 502 people, get your grades together. Dude's gonna come to y'all school.
Right.
It came from Louisville.
Right.
It's Barclay, another assistant, came from Louisville. Like Brian, Louisville, Greg, all them Louisville dude, they are gonna look out for you guys if you deserve it. Not everybody deserves it. We know that, right?
Exactly.
But they gonna look out for you. So you're gonna have everything. Like Brandon comes out here all the time, and he's right. If you ain't got the grades, then you can't even complain.
Exactly.
Get yourself together, and if he feels you can help that university out, Even if you could be a preferred walk-on or whatever, hey, get ready. Because he's not going to overlook you guys, dude. He knows it. He knows.
Absolutely.
Not saying the team is going to be 100 Louisvillians out of the state of Kentucky, but he's going to be some people on there that deserve it.
That deserve it.
I'm ready right now, bro. I'm ready right now. Mom told me already today. She said, we ready to tailgate. Like, Mom, we was tailgating when they was up. So, I mean, you know, it's all
right. Right.
Do that regardless. Mom, calm down. Calm down. Calm down. What's going on right now? Let's get an NFL rated 6.5-point favorite over the Rams. Do we have an update on that score, my brother?
Yes. I was going to say Oakland. Vegas Raiders is up 10-0.
Yay!
At the end of the first. The first is great to end. 2-2 Atwell just got a little pass interference. Hobbs. Got called for pass interference. Trying to guard 2-2.
Woo! University of Louisville versus 502.
Yes, sir.
Tutu's fast as hell, though, bro. Tutu's fast as hell. Who you got in this game? Well, I already know you got. I'm not even going to play games. We're all on the Raiders, should we say?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, they have to win it anyway. It means more for them anyway, right?
You know, yes, it do.
You know, and no bulls crap. They have to win this one, and they should win this. Who's the quarterback? It ain't Baker.
No, it ain't Baker. I don't think Baker made it in time. It's the other cat.
Thank God.
I'm glad you said that, because now I got to really pay attention, because who – when they go back out there, I'm going to look. Cause no, it is Baker.
What? He's starting now. And that, look, and I'm seeing, I'm looking, you know, because I don't have the TV on yet. I will after we do this. Said Mayfield active for the Rams. Lord have mercy. That day, that's, you said it yesterday, man. You said it yesterday. That they desperate. Wow, he started.
Yeah, he started. Off the plane.
Come on.
He barely know the playbook.
McVay, stop it, bro. Stop it, man. You gonna get that guy killed. He don't even know the playbook.
Oh, shoot.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. All right. Next up, we got Texans visiting my boys. 17.5-point favorite. I'm always leery on, you know, the point spread. I'm not going to lie. But it should be a 20-something-point victory. I'm not going to lie.
Absolutely.
And check this out. Guess who may play for the first time?
Your offensive lineman?
Nah, I think they're going to let him marinate a little bit. Your ex-player, James Washington. And the crazy thing is this. Now, this is going to be the tell-all, my brother. If James Washington plays Sunday, and I know the Texans is not that good, you know, all this kind of, but if he has a decent to good game, they're not signing Odell.
Oh, no.
I mean, I already know, especially because Odell is, you know, he can't even run routes. He can't do stuff like that. If James go out there and can be that number three, first of all, for everybody, but Odell.
Because the crazy thing is, James Washington, he's not a bad receiver.
Right.
He's a decent receiver. The thing is, at a free up, he can ball because, like, it's like you're going to double team your one guy. What's his name? CD. But you still got the other cat on the other side.
Yeah, he's going to eat. My thing is this. The crazy thing is this. Like you said, dude ain't bad. You know what I'm saying? But everybody looks at CD, right? Everybody looks at Dalton Schultz, the tight end.
Yep.
And then they look at Gallup. So, dude, if you that fourth one, and you got Tony Pollard in the backfield.
Yep.
Dude,
James Washington, he can take the top off for you.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. That's why, you know what, Jerry has probably already had his checkbook already out for him, right, for Odell. And then they said, you do know that James is coming back. Let's see what that looks like first.
Yeah, let's see what that looks like.
Because
I don't blame him if he is.
Bro. I don't blame him. My whole thing is his brother. You know how I feel. I wanted Odell, just like the Cowboys fans, because he's a good. If he's healthy, he's a good receiver. And,
absolutely.
You know, you got to respect him. Even if he's 90%, you got to respect him. But If you got a James Washington this week, next week you bring in Tyron Smith, and then that's why they moved my man back inside, the rookie Smith, and then you got Peterson that you can put up. Oh, man. It's Christmas all over, baby. That offense is going to be humming.
Right.
Yeah, so go ahead and destroy the Texans. I mean, it's enough about it. I ain't going to talk about that. Go ahead and knock that.
Because they missed their quarterback.
Right. Long neck out of that. Jets versus Bills. 10 points. Is that a little bit too high right now?
Yeah, I think that's a little too high because I'm going to love this matchup between Sauce and Diggs. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to love that matchup. And Jets defense is already decent, too.
Yeah, it is.
Man, this is going to be – hey.
It's going to be in motion all night long.
It's going to be like a 7-point game because Jets quarterback, he looked okay last
night. White looks nice. White looks nice. He looks like a quarterback.
This is
going
to be a good one. This is going to be a good
one. I'm going to check. I had to go ahead and make my picks, but I'm going to check the weather. If it's like – even though New York gets cold, too. But, you know, both of them in New York. I mean, one's in the higher and all this kind of stuff like that.
Right.
But you hit something so cold because what makes Sauce so good? He's 6'4", 6'3".
Right.
Them receivers ain't used to going to no – they used to have little old DBs on them or somebody – saying, dude's big and fast.
Dude's big. Yes.
And like I said this before on the show, he wasn't considered the best DB on his team before the last year that before he jumped. It was Kobe. Exactly. It was Kobe Bryant. It was him. It wasn't him. But dude's got the size. He's got the speed. He's got the swagger. This is going to be closer than a lot of people think.
Very much closer.
And the difference of the game would be if Mike can go ahead and take advantage and do what he – if he plays solid, the Jets are going to be in this game.
Yeah, because all that you got to do is get a Buffalo at least 3 and out twice.
Yeah. Plus, old boy put too much pressure on himself anyway. You know, he's collapsing and stuff.
He is.
Allen. Browns versus Bengals. 6.5-point favorite is the Bengals.
I'm going to give the edge to the Bengals just because Watson don't really know what he got himself into with this division yet. You know what I'm saying? This is your first time really going up against them in this division, like little rivalry thing or whatever. He don't know what's going on. And plus, the Bengals are humming. The defense is rocking now. The offense is really going. Plus, Mixon come back this week. The only scary thing about this game is if the offensive line of Bengals can't stop the boy. What's his name?
Miles. Garrett Miles.
Yeah. If they can't stop him. If they can't stop him, it's going to be a long game for Joey.
Well, I'm with you. I don't think it's so much – I mean, I don't think it's so much that he don't know the division. I think it's so much – dude ain't played in 2 years. I don't care how much – he only had 1 week of practice, 2 weeks of practice. I mean, and let's get it. It's different if he was playing the Texans for 3 more weeks in a row. The Eagles are a good team. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I get you. You're absolutely right. As far as, dude, like, that division's tough. It's hard-nosed. And the Bengals are the best team in that division right now.
Yes, they are.
And they shook their rust off. Jamar Chase is back. Higgins is catching everything. If Mixon come back, like you said, yeah, that's too much for the Browns. Just because dude don't even, like, he don't even know his players yet. Like,
exactly.
Dude ain't going to be humming. I'm ready to about 2 more weeks, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not good. Like, and plus they, what, 4-5-7? Nah, bro, that's a wrap.
It's not looking good.
And Bingo said, thank y'all. Y'all, not, like, the rest, not even your division, brother. They saying thank you to the rest of the AFC because it's only, what, so many teams that's really stood out and it's been the same
thing.
And they losing.
Yep.
Vikings versus Lions. First of all, 2-point favorite of the Lions. Before I throw it to you, when's the last time you seen the Lions favorite over a team that has 10 wins?
That's actually a good – dude, I was when this came up, I was like, whoa. Ho, 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 ho. It's going to be a good one.
Yes, it is.
How good the Vikings? Because the Vikings, what, they really not that great on the road.
10-2.
You know, so it's going to be a close game. I'm going to give the edge, though, to Detroit because he's going to have them ready to play. Cousins going to – I feel like this game Cousins is going to be Cousins. We're going to see Cousins this game. We're not going to see the chain-wearing Cousins. We're going to see the old Cousins.
I'm going to tell you what, bro. I'm going to say this. I'm riding with the Lions, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to be 100. If the Vikings don't win this game, they're not going to do anything in the playoffs.
Oh no, I don't.
If you're if you're 10-2, and you lose the Lions, I don't give a shit if it's in the street alley street, you know, whatever. If you 10-2, there's no way you lose to a 5-17, dude. Especially, right. I mean, I understand the Lions. You know what I'm saying? We've been saying it all year long. You know what I'm saying? Like they fight for the dude, and they do. I get it. I understand it. But you still got to beat them. This is right. like this year they're catching people. Next year they really gonna bop people in the heads because Goff is playing good football and they like him. So he's not going anywhere, right? They're gonna be able to build up that team. They starting tackle, there's a monster. They're gonna build that team and the old boy's gonna be around and they still gonna run through that wall next year and look good at it, right? If the Vikings at 10-2 do not beat a 5-17, then all you Vikings fans, it's a wrap. I mean, right. I mean, you know, you guys are still reeling when Dallas went in and bloop you on your head and y'all ain't recover. And I get it. But you got to win this game. It's a divisional game. You know what Minnesota does. But, right. Hey, I'm still riding with the Lions. I'm riding with them. But as far as somebody on the outside looking in, period, you 10-2, you lose this game, man. Y'all might as well just, it's counterfeit. Period.
Right.
Jaguars versus Titans. Titans is a 3.5-point favorite. Is anybody going to watch this game?
Probably not, but Tennessee needs this game more. They need
bad.
That Tennessee needs this game. They got to get back rolling. Derrick Henry ain't been looking like Derrick Henry the past 2 weeks. Everybody's keying in on him. Tannehill, you got to throw the ball. Know what happens when he got to throw the ball. So, it's going to be a close one. I like this. I like this. I like the spread. It's going to be.
Is your man playing, Etienne?
Yeah, he playing.
He'll get hurt again. That's his whole NFL career. He'll have 100-something yards one game, then he sprain his ankle, do something bum, yep, or whatever. The thing about this game, I think Henry's going to rock and roll. I think he's going to have 108 yards. Tannehill's going to look good. But let's be honest, though, Mark. We are with the wide receiver at quarterback. Now, I never liked him. You don't have no receivers.
They don't.
Why would y'all set that man up like it? Now, for us who are not Titans fans, we laugh at it.
Right.
I don't get where you give like you could afford to keep Brown, and you never heard anything bad about him. You never heard that he was a cancer in the locker room. You never heard anything, right? Did you hear something? Yeah, exactly. And that was one of the things that I had earmarked for, and I think we talked about it yesterday. But yeah, he's out of there, right? So there's no way you give up to a. First of all, I'm not giving him up to a good team anyway. I'm going to help you get to the Super Bowl?
Right.
Who does that, right? So, that's just bad business, man. He should have got fired as soon as he got rid of him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude ain't got no receivers, man. Dude ain't got no receivers.
He was like, no.
And I'm almost thinking that the GM for the Eagles must have a lot of dirt on some people because he's getting a lot of deals that normally people don't get.
What you said.
Speaking of him, Eagles 7-point favorite over the Giants.
I mean, nice little divisional game. We'll see what happens or whatever. But if Eagles is so-called this Eagles team that we think that they are, they should be able to take care of business and beat the Giants. Honestly.
Nah,
it's on the road. Let's see how good you really are. Going on the road. Got to go to deal. Go in there and handle your business. It might be closer, though. It might be a close game, Sam. It might be like that, but You gotta win this game. They crowning them best team. Whoop, 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 whoop. They crowning them. They gotta win.
Giants to the Big Blue Nation. Not talking about Kentucky. The football. The real Big Blue Nation. If you think you're anything, you gotta win this game. You gotta upset them.
You do.
You got to beat them. Not, and Mark is right. I think it is probably, you know, either this is going to be like a 3-point game, 7-point game, or this is going to be a 25-point game.
Yo.
It ain't going to be nothing in between. None of that. And if you Giants, I understand. I mean, to me, I called you kind of cousin, sorry nephew. I called you counterfeit weeks ago, right? But yeah. you still hanging in there because y'all had an agreement with Washington to go ahead and get that tie-in. They helped both teams out. Y'all still in the playoff hunt, right?
Right.
But if you really a legit playoff team, you beat them at home.
You better.
Like, if you – this put this way, Mark. I'm going to say this. If you don't beat them, then you're not going to the playoffs.
No.
Other teams are winning games, right?
Yep.
So everybody thought it might be only one team out of the West. Well, there's probably going to be two. It's probably going to be Seattle and San Fran, right? So that takes away. You're doing that silly stuff, right? So, and then somebody might win four more games in a row. Like, you have no rule, and we'll go through the standings and the playoffs and all this kind of stuff. I'm just saying I think it should be close. That's if they can get Barkley off. If they can't get Barkley off, it's a wrap, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a wrap. Ravens versus Steelers without Mojo. Go.
I like us winning this game at home against
the big.
There's no Lamar. Our defense is really starting to really step up and play a lot better now that the whole unit is together and they healthy. I think we can pull this off because I don't see, what's his name, Huntley.
You're right.
I don't see Huntley really doing anything because when he played last year against us, he really didn't do too much. So we're going to win this game. We're going to win this. Just let Kenny do Kenny. Let Kenny lose. What else can you lose this year? The season's done. Let Kenny lose.
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Including Sunday's game. There's 5 games left for the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this. You guys know that I'm not a Steelers fan. I'm that D-boy. Steelers is going to win the rest every game left. They're going to go 5-0. Oh, boy, it's not going to have a losing season. Steelers is going to be 10-7. And I don't know. The AFC is not that potent.
No, it ain't.
Steelers is, hey, if they're not in the playoffs, they're going to be knocking to get in their playoffs and have a chance. Because the next 5 games, you got a Ravens team that without Lamar Jackson, not the same. You got a Panthers team who suck. You got a Raiders team. Now, Raiders will scare you. Because
they
beat us last year, and I think they beat y'all last year. Right?
They beat us last year, too.
Yeah, so that's the only – okay. So you got the Raiders, and then you got the Ravens again. I don't know who's quarterbacking then. If Boy's out or whatever, I don't know. That it might be another game, but if he don't play, that's a wrap. Even if he plays, you got a chance. And then you got the Browns. Those are winnable games.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I don't think, and like I said, we'll go over the playoff situation, but I can see the Steelers being 10-7. If not 10-7, they'll be 9-8 with a chance, though. But they're going to go ahead and cakewalk this game. They're going to go ahead and blast Ravens. It's not even going to be close. For all my bettors, 2 points is not enough. Go ahead and take Steelers, please. Don't be silly. Hold on, I went back. Yeah, I got excited. I went backwards. Chiefs, 9.5-point favorite over the Broncos. At the Broncos, which Chiefs are we getting?
That's not even. I mean, that I get what Chiefs we getting, but if Chiefs don't go to Mile High and actually blow the brakes off this team, it's something ain't right.
Someone was detected at your front door.
And that's honestly. You better not have this game be close against no Broncos. Period.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't.
Someone was detected at your side.
You shouldn't. But the problem is to me, I think the Broncos has probably top five defense in the league.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that. I think this is a really, this game should really, on paper, 9.5 should not even justify. This should be like a 16-point win for the Chiefs.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think the Chiefs is going to kick a lot of field goals. That's the problem.
A lot of field goals.
If you got Butker, you better go ahead and start him because Broncos defense is legit. I don't think they can score just because Wilson and the coordinator. Like, when you got him in there, you should have asked him what coordinator you want. What kind of offense do you want to run? I mean, I think it's going to be about 9. I think 9 or 10. I don't think it's going to be a blowout because I just don't trust Chiefs offense right now against a defense. And the Broncos got a better defense than the Bengals. They ain't got an offense. We know that. They ain't got an offense. But they got a better defense. So we'll see. I mean, I think the Chiefs, I'm not saying that the Chiefs are going to lose. I just think that it's going to be uncomfortable for a little bit.
Right.
Bucks versus 49ers. Only a 3.5-point favorite is the 49ers. Granted, I get it because you lost Jimmy G.
Bosa versus Tom Brady. That's what the storyline needs to be because I don't know who the 49ers quarterback is.
Purdy.
They great go downhill. They about to go downhill. Unless that defense can keep rocking to give the offense some type of chance to put up some type of money.
You're right.
But if they can't put up the points, then that defense going to get wore down. Then they going to start getting scored on. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right. I love it.
I like the 49ers with this game, just because whatever.
But you know what though, you hit it on the head though, bro. I like how you was breaking down because the thing about it is this: Bucks ain't got no duty defense,
right?
Ty Bowles is a defensive minded person. They're stopping Purdy and they gonna make Purdy beat them. McCaffrey ain't going to get off. He's not going to get off. This is not the game for you to select him. I'm sorry. Because the Bucks got defense. They gonna smash my football you. You're right. Can they keep Tom upright? Can they keep enough upright? Can he make some plays? That's the game. Because I don't think this might be 17-10. This might be 14-10 type stuff. This is not going to be. You know, Tom's going to get smacked around, whatever. But thing about it, the Bucks defense is going to get in Purdy's ass. You know, like I said, you know, NFL, it's different when you have Lamar Jackson's, the Fields.
Yeah.
It's a year. When you got somebody, Purdy, it's a game or two. You can figure him out. Yeah. Like, make him beat you. Because they're going to look at college, what kind of throws he can make. They're going to make it difficult. And then the Bucks are still desperate, too. So, you know, hey, I think 49ers should win this game, but it's going to be a dogfight.
Right.
Please. Panthers versus Seahawks. Only a 3.5-point favorite, but they really, somebody, everybody hurt for the Seahawks?
No, for one, this is disrespectful. Geno Smith, hey, dude, I'm not a fan of neither one of these cats, but hey, it's disrespectful. Hey, Geno. Geno great win this game by 30. This game ain't be no close. Geno Gray do his thing.
It shouldn't be close. It shouldn't be close.
Geno Gray take them to the playoffs, man. I'm with Seattle.
Yeah, I never thought I would say that. I agree with you. I didn't think that was happening, but that's going to happen. And the pain, somebody must have got a broken foot or something, leg or something, because why is that even 3.5? And the Seahawks are at home.
Right.
They ain't playing in London. They ain't playing. They at home. Like, am I missing something?
Lockett is, Lockett and Robot, Greg, go crazy.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Speaking of go crazy, this is going to be one of the best games of the weekend.
It's a tight game, too.
Dolphins going to Chargers. What you think about this, brother?
This is going to be good. Just the Chargers are 6-6. We know they done dealt with a lot of injuries this year. I get it. I understand it. Even when they was full strength, they were still losing questionable games or whatever. But Miami got to go on the road to beat them. To make them – they're a legit team. To really get the over the hump, go to L.A. and beat them.
Because
they got a nice little explosive look. They can have an explosive offense with the weapons that they have, but they ain't been looking too explosive this year as far as the Chargers. So, I'm going to give the edge to Miami, but it could be a great game.
I'm going to say this. Chargers needs this game more than the Dolphins. Chargers has to have this game. They got injuries, all this. I ain't seen the scout report, but if those offensive tackles are not playing for the Dolphins, Chargers, you have DNs that should wreck them. Like, come on. You have to get this. You're only 6-6, but you're still in the hunt. Right? Right? And if Dolphins, I'm with you. Dolphins, you got to win this. Like, you have aspirations to have a chance to play for the AFC Championship.
Yes.
And if that's the case, you got to go take care of a team that's beat up.
Absolutely.
But I don't. I don't know, man. I mean, if I had to lean, man, I'm taking them points with Chargers. I just think that it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a dog fight. Will the Dolphins make some plays? Yes. Granted, the Chargers' defense is not San Fran, but the San Fran, they made old boy so uncomfortable. And we know that the league is a copycat league. Not saying they got the same players. But they're going to bring the same heat. They're going to come at the same angles and different things like that. That's what I see.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think it's going to be a game that everybody's going to enjoy. I think it's going to be an exciting game. Instead of those blowouts we've been seeing and all that kind of stuff like that. So, I can't wait to see that game. Last but not least, the Patriots. 1.5 favor of the Cardinals. Lord have mercy.
You know what's so crazy?
That they didn't pull the game?
Right. But New England is favorite because Belichick got something to stop that little dude.
Oh, yeah.
Belichick got something that's going to slow that little dude down, and he's going to do just enough to pull this win off on the road. And if that happens, the Cardinals, y'all just that bad.
That happens, old boy's fired. And I get it. 1.5-point favorite, but the Patriots garbage. The Cardinals
absolutely.
The Cardinals like if Cardinals lose this game, it's gonna be other people who lose something, like jobs. You cannot beat a Mac Jones team at the crib, it's not like you going like it's gonna be warm. You got climate control stuff. That's not an excuse that you're playing the Patriots.
Right.
If you lose the game, man, I'm talking about coach is gone. I might go ahead and send a little man down to wherever he needs to go. Like, for real, man. Let's be real. Cardinals has more talent than this team. We get it. We understand it. But there's a lot of in-house fighting that's going on that no one sees.
Yeah, and it got a lot to do with that quarterback.
It is that quarterback. You're right.
Because ever since he got that money, dude, he ain't been the same dude. He got that money. Now he got the big
hit. Let's keep it 100. Ever since that contract got leaked about that clause.
Yeah.
And he got embarrassed.
Yeah.
Ain't been the same. Like, really, like, I get it. I can't blame him. You could have worded it a little different. You could have, because apparently this dude is on PlayStation, Xbox nonstop instead of in the playbook.
Apparently, and that's his fault.
Right. And so let me say this real quick. The thing about it, Mark, you're a professional football player on the Cardinals. You know tomorrow's not guaranteed.
Right.
Granted, everybody like, you make millions, Belly. I can blow my knee out and then I'm done. They cut me, right? And that money ain't guaranteed like that unless you got the signs. So, dude's got things to fight for. So, Mark, you're a player on there. You're the linebacker. You know, you grinding. You making all time. The defense got a lot of talent. But you hear about a contract where they tell you that the quarterback has to spend school time to learn a playbook. How do you feel as a veteran? That's dissension in that locker room, bro.
I get it,
but then you know everybody's going to leak that out.
I'm asking what the hell's going on, because first off, you got to ask, how did it get leaked?
Right.
And then two, you got to ask, why the hell he ain't in the playbook anyway?
Thank you, the quarterback.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you get paid all this money, why are you not in the playbook?
That's embarrassing.
Absolutely. And you lucky that you're already in the league because you little as hell.
Right.
You got a cannon for an arm, you can scramble real good, like they doing Madden. Oh, shoot, let me get out of the pocket.
Right. Itty bitty dude. That you really got to bring down the safety to mirror him. You know what I'm saying?
And then he better hope Hop don't say, I want out.
That's probably coming next, bro. Let's be real.
I'm going to say, I can't play with this kid.
That's coming up. That's coming next. For if they don't make it to the playoffs, and they're not, let me put it that way. Oh, boy, are you right? Hop and whoever else is decent, Buddha. All that people are like, I'm not going to waste my time. Team, I'm out of here, bro. And I don't blame them, you know, because that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. And they have not lived up, because they was supposed to be one of the top teams heading to the year.
Yes, they was.
Season.
Yes.
And they are not. They are dysfunctional as dysfunctional can be. And that's a shame, bro. So I'm saying this. I can see the Patriots win, but if the Cardinals lose, we're going to see a lot of crap coming out of that organization.
Because the GM's already in the hot seat.
And, oh, you know who else is in there, too?
Yep.
Head coach. He's out of there. He's going to be up out of there big time. All right, so right now, let's get into this real quick before we end this show. Been a great show, informative, all that kind of stuff. So if we look right now as far as the playoff teams, we have Buffalo Bills, let's say AFC, Buffalo number one, number two, Kansas City, number three, the Ravens, number four, Titans, five, Bengals, six, Dolphins, seven, the Jets. Outside looking in is the Patriots and the Chargers and the Raiders hanging around right there, down there too, right? With the tiebreakers of a lot of other teams. The crazy thing is this. So we're looking at right now that first round would be the Jets against the Chiefs, Dolphins against the Ravens, the Bengals against the Titans. First of all, the Ravens will be sick.
Yeah.
The Titans will be sick. I mean, for real, though, that right there. And that's why, like I said, when I look down there and I see the Steelers, they're 5-7. You win five games or even four, like, you're still in that stuff. Like, you're 10-7. Like, some of these teams are not getting there, that 10 that's in there, right? But this right here, the way it looks like, man, I mean, no one on that side besides Kansas City for the threat of Mahomes going off really scares you.
Yeah, you're right.
Period. But I know the Titans do not want to face the Bengals, and I know the Ravens do not want to face the Dolphins.
Nope, not at all.
And the Jets is going to beat up on the Chiefs. They ain't going to win. They ain't going to win, but they're going to beat them up.
Right.
NFC, as we stand right now, you got the Eagles number one, the Vikings number two, number three, the 49ers, four, the Bucks, five, Dallas, six, the Giants, seven, the Seahawks. Also at 7-5, right there behind us, Seahawks, is the Commanders. And look, who else is behind them? The Lions.
Yep.
Ain't that something? So what we have in the first round, you got the Vikings versus the Seahawks. 49ers versus Giants. Tampa Bay with a rematch against Dallas, first game of the season. I'm not gonna lie, man. I mean, really, with the NFC, man, the only teams that you should be fear of is the Eagles, the 49ers with their defense, but we don't know what their offense is gonna be, and Dallas. Tom, if you're everybody in the NFC, you're happy that Dallas has a chance to go ahead and just take the head off the snake.
Right.
They already lost. Get Tom out of here. You don't want Tom in the second round.
No, you don't. That's
you don't want him out. You know, you want him out of that. But man, I mean, this right here, dude. This Super Bowl. Anybody can? I don't even know who's going to Super Bowl.
I looking at this. I'm over.
I don't know.
It's a toss up.
I don't know. That's crazy. That's nuts, and that's cool. You know how it goes.
Right.
Everybody, thank you guys for joining us. Like I said, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and all that kind of stuff. We try to go ahead and give you what you need. We're going to have some more guests next week. Enjoy it. I had a great week. All that kind of good stuff. So, hey, God bless.
Be good. Have a great weekend.
What he said, good night. And, of course, so I always wait to think that the theme song don't want to play. Is that what it goes?
That's what I'm guessing. That's crazy.
They said, hey, we're not gonna play the theme song. We're gonna make y'all talk through what you think is the theme song. Peace out, y'all. After yes, I sir. Finally cut this off.